Hello, it's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Today is Thursday, April 30th, last day of the month. Hard to believe already. Today, I'd like to just speak a little bit about Flannery O'Connor. You perhaps have never heard of her. She's not somebody who's probably well known these days, but she's a famous author. She grew up in the South in Georgia. Was born in 1925 in Savannah, and she studied literature and became an author. So she wrote short stories and different works. Kind of, you might seem a little bizarre if you read them. The first time I read one of her works, I was kind of like, who is this person? How do they write this way? Nothing I'd ever read was quite like it. But she's got a lot of different sort of works, but they all kind of, I would say, kind of visit or explore religiosity, what it is to be have religious ideas and so forth, but not necessarily from a normal perspective. She sort of brings out the ridiculous or points at how sometimes we have these contradictory things in our lives. So she's a good person to read if you're trying to maybe explore the faith or share it with people who are not religious or are kind of approaching it from a different perspective. She has a good way of kind of helping us to see humanity and all its kind of ridiculousness, or maybe its brokenness, and yet how God's grace pierces through all of that. She's a very interesting person. She died at a young age, 39. She had lupus, and so she lost mobility and so forth, and kind of had to suffer a lot. She was also, interestingly enough, somebody who read St. Thomas Aquinas quite often. She was a faithful reader of his Summa. And so she was a person of devotion and faith, and she shared that in her life, but in a kind of a different way. So I just think she's an interesting character for us to maybe learn about, somebody who we might see sort of a different side of living the faith. You know, sometimes we think of a Catholic as somebody who goes to Mass every Sunday, who knows the truths of the faith, who makes regular confession, and she was all that, but she's also someone who helps us to see that a Catholic is someone who, in the end, strives to know God, strives to follow Jesus, strives to live a faith, and that can look very different for each one of us. You know, each of us has a different path, each of us has our own different life experiences. And sometimes those experiences are tragic and difficult and challenging, and we don't always have the cookie-cutter Catholic approach, you know? So I think it's good for us to see that Catholicism can look so different in so many different places. Also, the fact that she grew up in Georgia in the South, I think that her experience of Catholicism is maybe a little bit different than ours in Minnesota, or places where, you know, we have Lutherans and Methodists, and we do have our Baptists too around, but our experience of Christianity here is a little bit different than in the South, where they have the Bible Belt, and maybe it's a little bit more Pentecostal, and these are the different dynamics of Christianity that we don't necessarily see around here. So she has a way of kind of tapping into the surreal and the oddities of Christianity sometimes, and bringing it out and helping us to see a different flavor of what it is to follow Christ. So I think she might be somebody that, if you haven't read before, you might be interested in. She's definitely a faithful follower of Christ herself, and I think someday she'll be a saint, but her life is definitely different. So maybe take a look at Flannery O'Connor and see what you think about her. I'd be interested to see what other people have experienced about her, because she's definitely an interesting character. So anyway, that's the podcast for today. Hope you're having a good day. God bless you and take care.